This is Dr. Oliveros dictating on Janet Jones. The last name is J-O-N-E-S. The first name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T. This is an 81-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Khurana, K-H-U-R-A-N-A, that is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The comorbidities are related to arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, coronary artery disease, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and obesity. The patient has remained in a stable condition. We know that by Doppler ultrasound, the renal arteries are not compromised, and the kidneys are symmetric with good parenchyma. There is no evidence of hyperechogenicity, period. These studies were done in the past. The patient remains with a kidney function that has been pretty stable. The serum creatinine went down to 1.3. Milligrams per deciliter. That was done in January the 4th of 2024. The estimated GFR is 40.6 mLs per minute. The patient has a fasting glucose of 93. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. There is no evidence of a alteration in the liver function test. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure reading is 129/63. We are not going to change the prescription. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, but a long the follow-up, the patient's hemoglobin A1C has been around 5%. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has a microalbuminuria, 50 micrograms. And this microalbuminuria has been without changes in the last 2 years. The patient is taking valsartan, and we continue with the same approach. Whether or not this patient should be in SGLT2 inhibitor is a consideration, and we are going to keep that in mind if there is further deterioration. Following number, vitamin D deficiency with a level of vitamin D3 of 80. She's taking 25 micrograms every other day. following number, the patient has morbid obesity. She's with a BMI that is 39. The comorbidities associated to that were discussed with the patient. The patient was strongly advised to avoid the industrial production of food, go to the plant-based diet in order to be able to get a better quality of life. Definitely, she should continue with a very low sodium diet with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, period. The patient has COPD with hypoventilation syndrome, oxygen dependent, and she has gastroesophageal reflux disease on H2 blockers that is very well controlled, and a history of coronary artery disease with a placement of two stents that was done in 2011. Paragraph, the patient has remained in a stable condition, however, her prognosis will be greatly improved if she goes into a plant-based diet. We invested in this case, reading the blood work, 10 minutes in this face-to-face, 25 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.